Good morning, Audio Boo. Saturday the 13th, and it's 5:35 in the morning. I should be jet-lagged, and I sort of am. Well, I must be, because I went to bed about half midnight, 1 o'clock. But I was awake, sort of, before four, then I kind of drifted. And then I finally woke up about five and thought, I can't sleep. And I've been awake ever since. Played Dice World. Thought, that might make me want to go to sleep. But it hasn't. Listened to a couple of Audio Boos. Thought that would make me want to go to sleep. But it hasn't. So, I don't know that I'll be able to get back to sleep. Which is a bit stupid, because it's stupid o'clock in the morning, and I should not be awake this stupid o'clock in the morning. So that's just me saying good morning at 5:35 in the morning. Very stupid, isn't it, to be awake this early? Yeah, but that's the trouble, you see. When you're totally blind, and your melatonin's probably a bit up the swanny, which makes me sort of wake up at stupid o'clock.
If you're awake at stupid o'clock, what about me?
I probably woke you up.
No, I've been awake for a while.
But I don't know, I didn't sleep as well as I would have liked last night.
No.
And I don't know why. But I did not.
No, I haven't either.
You would have heard on Darren's Audio Boo that Zara was extremely ecstatic to see me. I thought she was going to ignore me because, you know, she might have thought it was like, oh, you've been away, you know, whatever. But in fact, she sort of went absolutely AWOL. She was jumping up at me and wiggling around and wagging her tail. And, oh, gosh, it was just, wow. It's like she hasn't seen me for a whole year. I wonder what dogs think about the passing of time. I wonder how fast it goes for them and what they think and how they cope with changes and time changes. And, you know, obviously they can't communicate and say, oh, where have they gone? Are they coming back? Or so you can understand why sometimes dogs have a huge problem with separation anxiety. It's sad when they do, but they don't necessarily understand that their owner is going to come back. It's like the people upstairs have a rescue dog. And although they've had him for, I don't know, but let me think.
3 years.
Yeah. Gosh, so that means it must be about 3 and a bit, nearly 4. Wow. God, that has gone fast. When they leave and go out, obviously because he's a pet dog, he can't be taken everywhere with them. When they have to go out, he still cries.
He's not as bad as he used to be there, to be fair.
Or is it just because you've gotten used to it? I don't know.
Possibly. But
he does cry, and sometimes it can go on too long and it can just, you know, as sad as it is, it's irritating because you just hear him upstairs and you think, will you shut up? Because they got him from a rescue place when he was 6 months old. Originally got him and his brother, and they were called Bill and Ben, the flowerpot Ben. But sadly, Bill was rehomed because Bill was beating the hell out of Ben and making him bleed. And yet they were meant to have been brothers, so I'm not sure exactly how that was.
Brotherly love.
But Bill was more assertive. He was much more, you know, he was a braver dog. So they felt that he would find a home quicker and easier than Ben would. So they actually took him back to the home they got him from, which is not a kill shelter. So they kept Ben and called him Brody, And I had to think about his name then. And Brodie still has separation anxiety. Obviously, we don't know what his background was from when he was a puppy. Okay, you could say, well, you know, it was only 6 months into his life, but that short 6 months has obviously left a huge impact, has made a huge impact. And he still suffers as a consequence of whatever it was that he's been through. I suppose, unless he's just one of those dogs that doesn't like being on his own, I don't know. But separation anxiety is really, really hard for dogs. I remember when I was training with my first guide dog, Honey, back in 1998 at Redbridge. A lady who was in the room next to me had a dog called Lucky. And I'm not sure how they were getting... I don't exactly know whether the separation anxiety Lucky had was because of the training situation we were in, or whether she actually had separation anxiety sort of all the time. I don't know, because when we had to leave our dogs in our rooms, and when her owner was out of the room or whatever, Lucky would howl. And she would cry and howl. I think she did. But what happened was the lady who was given her, who she was given to, was quite unwell, I think. And she had other problems. So she was in her late 60s, I think. Which isn't that old, I admit. But anyway, the lady had just retired her previous dog, did have a bit of sight which was going, so she was finding it extremely difficult. So what they agreed was that she could take Lucky home with her, and after the class had finished, they would go and finish her training off and qualify her at home. So she kept Lucky for a little while, and eventually decided, well, it wasn't that long, but by the time the class had finished, she did decide that really, when they started training at home, she decided that it wasn't for her, you know, she couldn't cope with Lucky, and actually gave her back, and Lucky was retrained. Lucky was given back to the same GDMI to retrain, you know, do a bit more training and be rematched. It was sad because, you know, again, another change in Lucky's life. She was quite a boisterous little dog from what I remember. She was a black lab. And, God, that... Was she like you? Was many years ago. Wow. Was she like you? I remember it too well, February 1998. Yeah, wow. And now Honey's no more. Mind you, Lucky's probably no more. Oh, she might still be around, who knows?
Well, not really.
You never know.
So, that's 16 years ago.
Yeah. Dogs can live more longer than that. You just never know.
Yeah, but so she would have had to have been 18 months to 2 years old even then.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a Labrador, that's about 18, that's 17, 18, that's highly unlikely.
I knew a dog that lived till they were about 17, 18, when they were labs.
Yeah, I've only known one, that was Kimmy.
I've known a few, well, I know another one. But anyway, so... That's it, really. Just wanted to touch base and haven't done very many boos lately.
No, you didn't.
What?
I said, no, you didn't.
No, I have not.
No.
All right, stop it. This is my boo, and I like proper grammar, although I've been a bit crap with my grammar today. Could be because it's very early morning. What time is it now?
Publish. 5:45. Status bar item.
Have I done this boo for 10 minutes? Woohoo. Anyway, I'm going to publish this and think about whether I'm on a drink or... I don't really should... I don't think I should go back to sleep. Anyway, I shall speak to you lot soon. Bye-bye.
Pause recording. Button.